Let's get some high school football going, probably for the next several months. We'll get it kicked off today with the professor, Scott Farley, at Jackson High. How you doing, Scott?
I'm real good, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Good summer?
Very good summer. Yep, too fast, but that's the way it goes.
Boy, they go quick, don't they?
For sure, and it's like the older I get, the faster they go, too, so that doesn't help.
Of course, practice starting this week. How's that working, Scott?
Well, we start official practice next Monday, the 12th. This is the MHSAA down week, per se. We're not allowed to do any football stuff, but we can condition, so we'll be running our boot camp program that we run every year the week before the season starts.
So then pads is what, next Thursday?
Next Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
Yep.
And then who are you guys scrimmaging this year?
We are kind of molding last year's scrimmage and morphing it into a new scrimmage that we're hosting at Jackson High. We'll be hosting Mason, Battle Creek, Lakeview, and Detroit Cody.
Okay. What time is that going to?
That'll be on Thursday, August 22nd. The varsity's at 6, and the JVs are at 4. Freshmen will be at 4 o'clock at Parkside.
Okay. So scrimmage right over at the stadium. Good deal there.
Yep.
You have a program coming up for the ladies this week. Tell us about it.
We do. Wednesday night, the 7th of August, this coming Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., we are hosting our second annual women's football clinic at the stadium, and we just want to invite all the women out there that are interested in learning a little bit more about football. You don't have to be connected to Jackson High football in any way, you know, but we'd really like to reach out to those moms and grandmas and aunts and girlfriends and sisters and whatnot, because those are oftentimes the real decision makers out there in terms of whether guys play football or not. And we really want to do the best that we can to educate the ladies out there on how safe the game of football is and the real benefits, and also learn a little bit about strategy and philosophy and get out there actually on the field and run through a few drills and a few plays.
Is it getting safer, Scott?
It's the safest it's ever been. You know, I mean, I'll tell a story at the women's clinic about my experience in high school football compared back in the very early 80s compared to football today. And in terms of equipment and in terms of rules, in terms of teaching, and in terms of medical attention, it's never been safer than it is today. And really, relative to other sports and other activities, the risk of long-term injury is no greater in football than it is anything else.
Yeah. Just the training aspect, the training knowledge, if you go back
a couple decades,
was archaic.
Well, I even go back to when I first started coaching in the late 80s. I mean, it's 360 degrees different now than it was then, and that was, you know, only 31 years ago. So, but it is night and day different, and I think oftentimes parents refer back to the way it was when they were playing, and if you were playing 15 or 20 years ago, there's no comparison rules-wise, equipment-wise, training-wise, and medical attention. You know, when I played, or even when I first started coaching, having an athletic trainer at all your practices and games was unheard of, and
right.
Now it's almost a rule.
Yeah, exactly. You had the clinic for the ladies last year. How did that go?
We did. It was really fun. You know, we had about 40 ladies there, and they had a good time. We actually didn't get through everything we wanted to get through, and they were kind of disappointed. So we're really kind of gearing this year's program to the stuff that we missed last year that they were really kind of looking forward to. So hopefully we'll get a lot of repeat attendees, and that they'll all bring a friend, and we'll have a great event.
So this will be at the stadium then Wednesday?
At the stadium Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. There's no cost at all. All the attendees will get a Jackson Football Women's Clinic t-shirt, and you know, we'll have a great time with a great group of ladies.
Jackson High opens. They're on the road. In fact, their first two games on the road at Ipsy and at Adrian's.
Adrian.
Kind of a tough start for you.
Well, it's always tough to start on the road, and you know, but it's the way the schedule falls, and you play them the way they come.
And then you got three straight home games, so you make up for it a little bit there.
Yeah, it is kind of an unbalanced schedule. We're a big burst of away and then a big burst of home, and then we kind of finish up after that back and forth a little bit. But, you know, we're looking forward to another great season, and the guys have worked hard all summer and looking to get the benefit of that hard work.
You feel good about this team, Scott?
You know, they're young. You know, the one thing that we do have that I'm optimistic about is this is my first year. It's my seventh year at Jackson High. This is the first time I've had a returning starting quarterback in Noah Bush, so I'm excited about that, and we're all excited about that. And we've got some good key returners from last year's 9-0 team and some guys up from an 8-1 JV team. So we're going to be a little younger than we were last year and maybe not quite as explosive, but we've got some dudes, and they've been working hard.
Boy, you lost some great players, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, you lose Xavier Edwards and Micah Kretzinger and Dakota Robertson out of the backfield, and you lose guys like Paul Fairchild and Colin Molitor off the offensive line, and, you know, three great linebackers, Brady Lawrence, Zion Hardrick, Micah Kretzinger. You know, you're not going to replace all those guys.
Yeah.
So you're hoping to just get as strong and get as confident as you can with the guys you got coming back.
We did a lot of your games last year, but I think the maybe the funnest game of the whole season was that Chelsea game.
Yeah, it really was. You know, and it was kind of interesting. MLive came out with their 25 top high school games of the year for this coming year, and they had the Chelsea-Jackson game on there because it was a great game. It was a tremendous atmosphere. It was Chelsea's homecoming game, and they've got a great program and great support in their community, so it was a huge crowd, and we had a great crowd from Jackson High. And, you know, it was two good teams. You know, they went on and played for the Division IV state championship, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Noah Bush, he should be one of the top quarterbacks anywhere.
Well, you know, he was just kind of the guy who had to stay in the background and get the ball to the other guys and just not make mistakes. We weren't really counting on him to make too many big plays, and he's really worked hard in the weight room, and he's worked hard, you know, in off-season workouts, quarterback skills-wise, and so he's really ready, I think, to have a great season.
Okay, ladies, 6 o'clock Wednesday at the stadium, absolutely free. Scott, thanks for the visit.
Thanks, Greg.
Take care. Good luck. Talk to you down the road. Scott Farley, Jackson High School.